following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised. CannabisRadio.com presents The Stoner Jesus Show.
I've created very few things outright in my life. That's one of them. That's my shit. I'm not going to have it run into the ground by a bunch of whiny fucking dickweeds.
Yes. Welcome back, everybody. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus. Live on CannabisRadio.com. This is hour two. Thanks to all listening live and on podcast. Keep the show going. So that makes you awesome. Don't forget, I'm on Twitter at StonerJesus420. Of course, StonerJesus420 at gmail.com. You can email the show. On Facebook, search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. Join our group for the show. That's Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. Join all the cool kids that chill there. Also, Sunday nights on our Facebook page, facebook.com/StonerJesus420. It's the Stoner Jesus Show on Facebook Live, 9 p.m. Eastern. Probably not doing a show this weekend. Not sure. We have to figure some shit. And, of course, StonerJesus.net, the new StonerJesus.net is coming at you soon. I'll be able to actually update it with podcasts. And that will be awesome. It'll be like the old days when I was able to update it with podcasts. And I was oh so happy. Happy days. Happy days. Not so happy days in celebrity news. Get to the Kendall Jenner Pepsi thing in a moment. Of course, one of the greatest comedians of all time, for various reasons. And I would suggest you go back and look up Don Rickles' old shit, especially the roast and his appearances on the Tonight Show. It was just fucking fantastic. Don Rickles died at the age of 90, which is really old. I mean, let's be honest. To be fair to the Grim Reaper, 90 is old. Jimmy Kimmel was a friend of Don Rickles. He on his show last night, he teared up during a tribute to the aforementioned Don Rickles. This is from Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC.
Well, here I go, Ray. Thank you for coming. It's not going to be our usual show tonight because, and I'm going to tell you right in front, I'm going to cry. I'm already crying, which is embarrassing, but... Well, I'm not good with this sort of thing, and I'm sorry, especially to those of you who came to see the show in person, but because it's probably not what you came for, but we lost someone that we and I love very much today. And again, I'm sorry for hearing this just now for the first time, but Don Rickles passed away this morning, and he was 90 years old, and I know it sounds crazy to say he was too young, but he was because he was... youthful and funny and sharp and generous. And I was fortunate enough to not only have Don on this show as my guest, but also to become close to him and his wife, Barbara, which was a lot of fun for me. I grew up in Las Vegas, so Don Rickles, even when I was a kid, was a very big deal. His name was on the marquee at the Sahara Hotel. You see him with Johnny Carson, making fun of Johnny, making fun of Frank Sinatra. And people always wanted to hear Don tell Sinatra stories, and he had great stories. But, and I think this might be what brought us together, because I told Don, and this is honestly how I felt, like the Sinatra stories are great, but if Sinatra was here, I'd be asking him for stories about you. And Bob Newhart, Don's good friend, Bob Newhart, another national treasure, told me a great story about having dinner.
By the way, this is like 12 and a half minutes long. We're not going to go through all of it, but we'll check some of it out. Again, Jimmy Kimmel's tribute to Don Rickles. Profiles in Depth on Don Rickles coming up.
Here with Don and Sinatra, that sums Don up pretty well, I think. Sinatra would sometimes get angry for whatever reason and flip out. So one night, they were all at a big table at a very fancy restaurant, and the restaurant was all white. Everything was white, the walls of the tablecloths, everything. And Don and Barbara, his wife, and Bob and his wife, Ginny, were at the table, and Frank was drinking, and he was not in a good mood. He was getting surly, which put everyone on edge. When Frank wasn't happy, you had to watch it. So they're drinking, and the food comes, and the waiter brings a bottle of ketchup and puts it on the table in front of Frank. And for whatever reason, this sends Frank into a rage. He doesn't want ketchup on the table, so he takes the bottle, in a very crowded, elegant restaurant, he throws it at the wall, and the bottle smashes, and there's ketchup everywhere. And everyone in the restaurant stops. There's like a gasp. And Don, without missing a beat, turns and says, "Frank, will you pass the ketchup?" And Sinatra laughs. And everyone laughs, and nobody dies that night, thanks to Don. The first time Don was on our show was almost, four years after we started. We've been trying to book him since the beginning. We asked him to do the show over and over again, and he didn't know what this was. He knew the Tonight Show and Letterman, and that's it. But finally, after we bothered him like 20 times, he gave up, and he did the show for my birthday in 2006, and it was exciting. It was like I was in some kind of talk show host fantasy camp, sitting behind a desk while Don Rickles made fun of me. It was like, you know, being a real talk show host for a minute, so... And then Don came to visit 17 more times after that. And whenever he was on, we would go out to dinner. We would always go out to dinner after the show, except for one night. I couldn't go because I was already going to dinner. It was like a late booking. I was going to dinner with my friend Jeff Ross, the comedian. It was his 50th birthday, and he's only in town for like the night. So a few days beforehand, I told Don, I can't go to dinner after the show because I already have plans. We'll go another night. I couldn't tell him I was going to another dinner with someone else, or he would bust my balls till I had none left. So I was nonspecific. I just said, I can't make it. So we made plans for another night. And after the show, I said goodbye to Don, and I went to dinner with Jeff. And Jeff and I and my cousin Sal are sitting at the table, and who walks in? And not only walks in, is seated at the table right next to us. It's Don. He looks at me. He's like, I thought you couldn't go to dinner. And I'm like, it's his birthday. I didn't know. And he hammered me and heckled me through the whole meal. Until finally, I just got up and moved over to his table. Those dinners were Don would drink vodka and tell stories. Bob Saget and John Stamos were like Don's. I won't say sons because most sons, once they pass the age of 10, don't want to hear anything their father says. Bob and John loved it. They're more like his stepdaughters, I would say. And Don would make fun of John Stamos for 3 hours straight without a breath. And John loved it. He made fun of everybody. He would come here, he'd make fun of me, Guillermo, the band, the audience, the guy who put the microphone on his lapel. He'd make fun of the vegetable platter in his dressing room. When he'd come to my house, he'd yell about the stairs as if I put them there specifically to inconvenience him. Every time I'd see him, he'd go, you still have those stairs?
So anyway, that's Jimmy Kimmel's tribute. There's another like 7 minutes of it. Like I said, we're not going to play the whole fucking thing. You get the idea. Profiles in Depth on Don Rickles coming up on the Stern and Jesus Show. Wake and Bake with Stern and Jesus, rather. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. We continue celebrity news. And actress Olivia Munn broke up after 3 years together. That's right. You came here for the hard-hitting news. Quarterback guy and hot piece of ass chick, well, they broke up. That's some top-notch fucking reporting right there, son. You have no idea. Speaking of top-notch reporting, as you know, there is no greater, more thorough investigative journalist in the world than Perez Hilton. Here's how Kendall Jenner's family plays into that whole Pepsi dumpster fire. For those of you who didn't know, didn't see it, apparently Kendall Jenner and Pepsi made a commercial. And the basic premise of the commercial is that, you know, there's a protest, and like the, you know, Black Lives Matter type protesters and the cops, they're facing off. It's very tense. It's very, you know, intense. It's all of those tense words. But Kendall Jenner, she has a secret weapon. No, it's not slow pitch underhand softball, although it would be awesome if it was. But it wasn't. Instead, it was Pepsi. Which, in my opinion, just tastes like Coke that went flat. But that's fine. It doesn't matter. Pepsi's a very big company. They own Gatorade and Pizza Hut and Kentucky Fried Chicken. And a whole bunch of shit. People didn't like that. They thought it was making a... it was making a mockery of a very real issue of police violence. Although I will say Pepsi got a ton of publicity out of it, but, you know, whatever. I mean, shit was everywhere. Anyway, they pulled the commercial from their YouTube page and they apologized. I don't know. Yeah, apparently, after all the backlash from that extremely tone-deaf Pepsi commercial, it sounds like the 21-year-old supermodel is leaning on her family for support. A source close to Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Isn't that sad that I know what that means? K-U-W-T-K means Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It's my fucking life, ladies and gentlemen. Told people, quote, Kendall is still abroad working. That's funny. You put a space between A and broad. Kendall is still abroad working. Come on. Am I right? She has been in constant communication with her mom and sisters. Everyone is being very supportive and ready to give advice. Kendall is young and certainly not used to being involved in such controversy. Now, she didn't know. You know, they don't fucking... you know, Kanye's not out there at a Black Lives Matter protest, and he's coming back to the crib and saying, you bitches got to listen to what fucking happened and what's going on with police brutality, son. Kanye's talking about his goddamn fashion line and his new boots. He's not talking, you know, have you guys heard what's the latest with the Black Lives Matter protesters? Let me tell you, son, it's fucking buck wild. No. He's like, yo, man, I got these new fucking boots. Kendall, come check out these fucking boots. I made boots. The source close to Keeping Up with the Kardashians continued, she's been very upset. She feels terrible. She loves being a model. Oh, it's not a commercial star, apparently. To get a Pepsi gig was a big deal. She was very excited. She never expected it to receive such backlash. She hopes people understand that she wasn't involved in the creative process. What she should have done, instead of giving them a Pepsi, she should have ran up to one of the cops, punched him in the face, and put up her fist and said, Black Power, motherfucker! And they would have loved it. People would have went crazy. Take that, Whitey! I just punched you in the face, cracker. Take that shit. Did you get all Dave Chappelle on him? Take that shit, cracker. Then she would have been a hero. Everyone would have fucking loved Kendall Jenner. Well, you see that fucking Pepsi commercial? She punched a cop in the face. It's like, fuck Whitey. Oh, shit. But alas, that's not the direction they went. What is this? A timeline of Kendrick Lamar and Drake's complicated relationship? I'm not even going to click on that. What? Why do I care? I mean, I understand Kendall Jenner and a hot quarterback football dude and a hot piece of ass actress chick doing what they're doing. But come on. Harry Styles felt very naked after cutting his hair. Listen, I don't go, there's no special search with this. This, you go to Google, to the entertainment section, and these are the stories that have come up. Anne Hathaway made the mistake of going on Pinterest for her son's birthday party. Quote, it's not fair what some people do. I'm not clicking on any of this shit. What is going on? I don't see what else we got. Scarlett Johansson blasts Ivanka Trump for how she uses her influence on her father. Ugh. God. Wine, wine, wine. What the fuck's Ivanka Trump going to do? What's she going to say? No, father, don't do that. Don't sign that legislation. You think Ivanka Trump has that kind of fucking power? Where she goes to the Donald Trump and says, don't do that, father. You say, Ivanka, look, you're a great chick. You got big tits. You're a fine piece of ass. You're good for the photo ops. Don't fucking tell me what to do. I'll fire your fucking husband and I'll drop a goddamn bomb on your house. Back off. What's the other option? A nice post in the White House, you know, where I can like fucking work on pet causes or whatever, an office in the West Wing. No, I don't want any of that. Shut up. You got a problem with fucking Donald Trump. Ivanka Trump is not going to be your savior. Now, look, Dad, I really don't think that, you know, you should be doing these things. And I think you should be doing different things. And I've made a list of the different things that I think you should be doing. And here's that list. You say, you still here, tits? Get out of my office. Oh, shit. Of course, the big news in political punditry. We still got Profiles in Death coming up. Bill O'Reilly. He's a real prick. Everybody knows he's a real prick. Everybody likes to make fun of the fact that he's such a fucking prick. This is from the Washington Post. Fox News and star host Bill O'Reilly appeared to have developed a strategy in response to allegations of serial sexual harassment and the mass defections of advertisers from O'Reilly's program. Say as little as possible. The voluble TV personality has said nothing on the air about the controversy since it broke over the weekend. Fox News has all but ignored any reporting about it in its broadcast and on its website. In one acknowledgment, was a 25-second summary on its Media Buzz program on Sunday. It has not mentioned the advertiser reaction. Fox's parent company, meanwhile, has confined its comments to a brief statement issued Saturday saying in part that it, quote, takes matters of workplace behavior very seriously. But apparently, O'Reilly's his ratings have been up, at least so far. I guess people, you know, have been waiting to see if he's going to say anything about it. We'll see as people realize that he's not going to if his ratings stay up. Dozens of advertisers have suspended their sponsorship of O'Reilly's top-rated program, The O'Reilly Factor, since the story broke. That O'Reilly and Fox have settled five claims that he harassed women at Fox, paying out $13 million since 2002. And again, it's a theme that we've hit on before with people like Bill Cosby and other guys who have money and or fame. What the fuck are you doing? I mean, I guess they get to a point where they think they can do anything because they have so much money and so much fame and perceived power or whatever. But you can get pussy without harassing them. You can get pussy without drugging them. Just get pussy. Say, bitch, I got money. Some women will not like that. Some women will be like, okay, drop your pants. There's just something else at work there that, again, I can't relate to. I like to think if I had a bunch of money, I wouldn't have any trouble getting pussy. Because they'd be like, yo, I got a lot of money. In any case, that's what's going on at Fox News. Bill O'Reilly. And that is celebrity news. We have Profiles in Death on Don Rickles coming up. Don't forget about freedom. Bring in some motherfucking freedom. Yeah. Smell that? Freedom. Hell yeah. Wake and Bake with Stoner and Jesus, April 7, 2017, live on CanvasRadio.com. We'll be back, bitch.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to Cannabis Confidential. I'm your host, Dr. Dina. We've got David Faustino on the line, Bud Bundy from Married with Children. Did you feel nervous being a celebrity walking into a weed store?
I don't remember at all being like, ooh, I'm scared someone's going to take my picture here.
What are they going to say? Bud Bundy smokes bud? I mean, come on.
It wouldn't be a big shocker. Hey, this is David Faustino, and I'm on Cannabis Confidential with my girl Dr. Dina on CannabisRadio.com.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
It's time to Hemp Presents.
I am going to titillate your audio orifices with weekly radio rendezvous with some of the premier movers, shakers, and history makers of the cannabis community.
Radio resident Hempo Sapien, Vivian McPeak.
I will be putting out a call to action on issues of the day and putting your interests under the big lights as I provide cannabis commentary and weekly interviews that go straight for the nugular.
Marijuana!
Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Listener discretion is very much advised. Welcome back to those listening live and on podcast, April 7, 2017. Wake and Bake. Stoner Jesus live on CannabisRadio.com. Go check out all the podcasts on CannabisRadio.com. There's tons. There's too many to list. Find those podcasts also on iTunes and iHeartRadio. As you can find me, if you search Stoner Jesus on iTunes or iHeartRadio. New Stoner Jesus coming at you, or StonerJesus.net rather. Coming at you soon, hopefully, we'll get, something going. This Podbean thing. Where I can start updating the site and get everything up here. I get all the MP3s up for the video show, all that stuff. We'll get it going. We'll do it to it, as they say. Now it's time for Profiles in Death. Of course, we were talking about Don Rickles. He passed away yesterday. It's supposed to be 1960s music. Now, whatever. As I said earlier, it's been a long 2,000 years since the end of the New Testament. And it's, you know, a lot of shit's been going on. A lot of shenanigans. Myself and St. Pierre have been involved in those 2,000 years. We'll bring you some of those stories in the Profiles in Death segment. Obviously relating to someone who's died. It's usually someone who's died recently. Like Don Rickles. We didn't need contact, either myself or St. Peter, with that person. We tell you the story in Profiles in Death. And we did have contact with Don Rickles. As you know, for many years, myself and St. Peter were on the radio. Decades upon decades. Many, many stations in many cities. Fired many, many times. 20, 30, 70, I don't know. I didn't keep track. Too depressing. In 1976, we were on the radio in Reno, Nevada. That was one of the two times we were on the radio in Reno, Nevada. Both times, we were fired, of course. I'll tell you how we got fired the second time, which was 1976, in a minute. But Don Rickles was in town. He was doing some casino there. I don't know. We got him on the show. We booked Don Rickles on the radio show. Myself and St. Pierre, we were on the afternoons. So Don Rickles came in, you know, he's his usual self, you know, capping on everyone, as the kids say, with his witty repartee. As you can imagine, he did not like St. Peter. Most people meet St. Peter, they don't like him. And I remember a couple of things. It was very, very long ago, but I remember a couple of things that Don Rickles said about St. Peter. So first of all, he smelled like cabbage flavored licorice. I've never been able to get that image, or at least the image in my mind of that smell since then, or that phrase, cabbage flavored licorice. It is a good description, though, of what St. Peter generally smells like. I will say that. Also, He kept referring to St. Peter as a, quote, retarded Quasimodo, end quote. I'm not quite sure. I mean, I guess it was to denote the fact that in those days, you could say retarded, and people who were retarded, you called them retarded, and St. Peter is quite retarded. But then maybe he's more retarded than your average bear, if I may use a turn of phrase. He's more retarded than your average Quasimodo, if you will. It was quite an interview. It was quite a hostile environment. Oh, you know, of course, St. Peter gave as good as he got. Well, not as good as he got. He was, you know, St. Peter's not very quick on the uptake. He wasn't then as well, so he pretty much got burned by Rickles. He kept referring to Rickles as fat and bald. That's pretty much the end of his string. Was the fat and the bald train? He beat that dead horse. If fat and bald jokes were dead horses, well, St. Peter was beating him that day. Not really jokes, more like references to the fact that Rickles was kind of pudgy and very bald. I wish I had the audio of it, but alas, that brings us to how we got fired from that particular radio job in Reno in 1976. Well, they kept all the tapes and stuff there at the studio, and of course the tape of the show with, you know, our interview with Don Rickles was on it. I would love to play it for you now. But a couple months later, St. Peter, unbeknownst to management, was sleeping in the studio. He had a little sleeping bag and a little kerosene lamp. Well, anyway, St. Peter knocked over the kerosene lamp and set the studio on fire and burned up all the tapes from the radio station in Reno. And of course they fired us because, well, first of all, there was no studio to broadcast from, and there was no equipment. It all burned up, just so much radio equipment. So they fired us for that reason, and of course, because St. Peter was sleeping in the studio, they didn't like that. They didn't like the fact that the reason they didn't have a studio was the fact that he burned it down. There's many reasons, let's say, that we got fired from that particular job in Reno. In 1976, Death Profiles and Death, about Don Rickles. I don't know if you remember St. Peter after that. Maybe. I mean, really, how many people smell like cabbage-flavored licorice? Can't be a lot, right? It's a rhetorical question. Because I don't know. Don't forget, freedom. We got more coming up. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus. Live here on CannabisRadio.com, April 7th. All kinds of interesting shit coming up, including, and I kid you not, a horse rescued after falling into a hole on the way home from Taco Bell. Yeah, that's right. You heard me say it. Freedom! We can make a sermon, Jesus. We'll be back.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net or go to KindSoil.com. And also follow @KindSoil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. Never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, kindsoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net.
The 2017 Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo makes its way back to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, April 21st to the 23rd at the Fort Worth Convention Center. Register right now at swccexpo.com/Texas. Check out over 150 exhibitors showcasing their businesses and the new advances being made in medical and legal cannabis markets. Plus, hear from an all-star lineup of celebrities, former football players, medical professionals, and more.
Join thousands of curious cannabis consumers just like you at the 2017 Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo, Dallas-Fort Worth. Last-minute registration is open now at swccexpo.com/Texas.
Oh, Lady Marijuana Llama, tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds till they bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is him pink, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. Business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crap, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Do you want to get in on the booming cannabis industry? With New Frontier Data, we give industry insiders the power of big data analytics to help navigate this rapidly growing and changing landscape. New Frontier's tools help you make critical decisions based on the facts. Our industry analyst reports reveal the best opportunities, our custom research engagements deliver answers to the most difficult questions, and our cutting-edge big data platform, Equio, puts real-time information and answers you need right at your fingertips. Go to www.equio.io and sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, April 7th, 2017. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Got about 26 minutes before high noon. Well, you know, I'll be pretty much done whenever I'm done. The regular cannabis radio feed was not working earlier. I couldn't get it to work, so I don't know. I know I'm on and talking to people. So that's what I'm going to continue to do until my material runs out. Should be very soon. Don't worry. Now, as time goes on, as the world moves forward and technological advances and all that, every once in a while you'll come across something. You'll be like, you know what? I've never, ever seen that before. This is one of those times. This is from WorldStarHipHop.com. British dude escapes from prison and records it all on Snapchat. That's right. You heard me correctly. As it loads. As I wait patiently for the British dude escaping from prison and recording it all on Snapchat.
Trust me, another day in jailhouse. Get me. Calm day in that sunshine, man's all locked up, boxed up. Fuck this. Fuck it. Today, man's breaking out. I don't give a shit. I'm breaking out. Yo, my G. Yo. Who's that? Open up, fam. Cameos in that G. Come on, I'm breaking out today.
F the govs, I'm escaping tonight, stay posted. That's what he's writing on these videos, this is silent. He's smoking weed, keeping it danky in the yard. On the yard. They put the temperature up there.
Sunny day in there. Man ain't looking to go back to the cell. Fuck that escaping today, you get me? Man's hiding back here because ain't no one gonna find man because we just chill. Fuck that. I ain't ganging up today.
Was that... Well, that wasn't the prison escape, was it? It was he just walked through an open gate. I hope there's... I hope it's better than that. He spent a couple minutes on this. And the whole time, if you want to go see this, a World Star Hip Hop, he's putting like captions up there, real life Prison Break, son got me taking risks, like little emojis and shit.
Fuck that cuss. Fuck the souls.
Now he's like peering around a corner. It says, smell the freedom. Was that the escape? He just walked out an open gate? Seriously? I mean, I guess if you're doing it on Snapchat, you really don't have a lot of time for like little intricate shit. You can't be focused on that. You're focusing on your snaps, bitch.
Trust me, freedom just over there.
Oh, no. Walls. It says wall. He's still in there. He says walls too high to get anybody have a ladder. And closed circuit television everywhere. And then he gives the time. Battery on low. Ha! Now he's whispering. And here's wind. Made it to the car park. They miss me. So close to the gate. Just need to get through the alley. Hashtag freedom. Ha ha. Freedom.
I'm a cosmonaut in the gym. Behind the gym, fam.
Behind the gym, fam. I guess. It's really hard with this dude's accent. It's fucking thick. I guess he's at the gate. He's trying to figure out how to get out of the gate. We didn't plan this very well at all. He has a new hiding spot.
I think I found a way out.
Probably won't end well, and I'm going to get an extra year, but I'm going to give it a go. If you've seen any more updates, you know what happened.
It's down there where it's red. Don't know if you can see it in that one sec. I might try to show you though. But fucking if I don't fucking make it.
If I don't fucking make it, I fucked up.
I'm gonna try and climb it.
Gonna try to climb the wall?
I think there's a van. Man's nearly at the top. Just gotta get over this one wall. And that's the drop, hopefully.
So he's climbing the fucking wall while recording Snapchat videos.
Fuck down,
he's out.
There, walks ahead of me, fam. Nothing in sight. Man's out here trying to get a fucking lift in that, bro. Girl wants to bust me a lift.
Man, he's asking for a ride.
What's that saying, fam? Look, lift, yo.
He starts hitchhiking. Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad. How about this? Shia LaBeouf's Man Down, I guess, is a movie, sold only one ticket during his UK opening weekend. How's that even possible? Wouldn't somebody buy a ticket on accident? Like online or something?
Man Down, a war thriller starring Shia LaBeouf, grossed just £7 when it premiered in a single UK theater over the weekend. Oh. According to ComScore, after starring in big...
Only one theater? I mean, you already got trouble.
Studio blockbusters such as Transformers and Indiana Jones.
But still, yeah, like the guy's saying, he's been in some big movies. He should be able to get one ticket. He should have bought the tickets himself, at the very least.
And the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, LaBeouf has focused on more indie projects with mixed success. Man Down played in just one location, Real Cinema in Burnley. It was simultaneously released digitally on demand, making the theatrical release something of an afterthought.
Okay. It was released online. I'll say, why would you make a movie for one person? It seems inefficient. Seems like an inefficient way to go about things. As promised, it's from HuffingtonPost.com. Horse rescued after falling into a hole on the way home from Taco Bell.
Breaking news in Riverside. A horse rescued after falling into what might be an underground vault. That horse finally jumped out of the hole. The city of Riverside's horse animal rescue team is now checking that horse to see if it suffered any injuries. The owner has not yet been located.
Damn, Riverside has a horse and animal rescue team. Because this problem comes up a lot. Anyway, They mentioned the Taco Bell part. A horse in California had a rough experience after a late-night visit to Taco Bell. The horse and rider were returning from the Mexican fast food chain near downtown Riverside on Saturday when the cover of a utility vault beneath a sidewalk collapsed under them, dropping the horse into a five-foot-deep hole, the Press Enterprise reported. Photographs of the incident shared by the City of Riverside Fire Department show response teams working together to lift the horse back to the sidewalk. Firefighters called the City of Riverside's heavy animal rescue team when they realized they would not be able to lift the animal themselves. That's pretty, sounds like a pretty dope place to live. It's like, I'm going to get on my horse and go to Taco Bell. Yeah. Did he take the, I don't think it says if he took the horse to the drive-thru or if he tied it up in the parking lot. I don't know what the protocol is when you take your horse to Taco Bell. To be quite honest with you, let's check out. Uber passenger threatens to falsely accuse the driver of rape. The driver was recording. This is from WorldStarHipHop.com. Hopefully it's not too long. And the audio's good.
As soon as I get out,
you're not doing nothing. Call the fucking cops. Right. Fuck out of here. I'm going to tell you great to hit me. Fuck
say
out of here.
Okay, say
watch.
Whatever you want.
Play? Watch,
yeah, yeah,
watch.
Yeah. All right. Let me get out here. You get on my car.
No,
I'm telling
call
you.
Call the cops. Call the cops.
Exit my car. You're not going to
yo, call the fucking cops.
I'm not taking you nowhere. You exit here.
Call the cops. I'm not getting out. You better call the cops. You better call the cops. You better call the fucking cops.
You call the cops because you're making a big scene. You
care.
Get out my
I'm
car.
Right here. Call the cops.
You want to keep disrespecting me? You get out. You want to keep on disrespecting me? You get out.
Yo, watch. I'm going to tell my boyfriend.
I don't care about your boyfriend. I don't care about your boyfriend. Okay? If you disrespect me, you get out.
I don't give a fuck. Call the cops.
All right, don't disrespect me.
Call the cops.
Do not disrespect me.
Call the fucking cops. Tell C. I know my tell C. Fuck the law.
I don't care about that.
So call the
cops. Wow. Can you imagine this bitch being your girlfriend? Call the cops. Call the cops. Call the cops. I don't give a fuck. Call the cops. Call the cops. Call the cops.
Cops, nigga.
You do it. You the one that's mad. This is the train station. Thank you. Get out.
I'm not getting out. Call the cops. I'm not getting out.
So are you going to shut up and I'll take you to
your destination? Watch your mouth. I'll spit in your face. I'm from the... You better see my shit. I'm on the Daily News, nigga.
Get out. Get out of my car.
Get out of my car.
I'm not moving.
I don't give a fuck.
All right. So we're going to sit here.
I don't give a fuck. We're going to
sit here. I'm not moving. You're still getting charged.
I don't give a fuck, and I'm going right. to report you.
Take your turn here.
No, I'm not. You bugging the fuck out. You charge
so
me.
Don't disrespect me.
Yo,
don't disrespect me.
Yo, all right. I will punch myself in the face and tell the cop you did it. You're going to jail.
All right, thank you.
Camera. You want to play?
I don't care.
You want to play yourself?
You want to get out?
You want to play yourself? I'll call
you
the cops right
out?
Now.
You want to get out?
You want to play yourself?
You want to get out?
You want to play yourself?
You want to get out?
You want to play yourself?
You
want to
get out?
I'm going to tell him you're holding me against my... Yo, play.
All right.
I just said myself. I'm
not taking you. I'm not.
You're going to jail for domestic violence. You're going to be
yeah, whatever. Get out of my car.
I'm not getting out your car. Call the cops.
Are you gonna?
I'm gonna start kicking.
All right,
shit. You
be
call the
quiet. You be quiet.
She's like laying out everything she's gonna do. I'm gonna tell him this. I'm gonna tell him that. Domestic violence, rape, so forth, so on.
Start kicking the shit. You better call the cops. I will start bugging out. You better call the cops.
What's wrong with you?
Because you bugging out. You playing with me. You playing with me. I take your.
Because
you
disrespecting me.
Yo, I will violate you.
Disrespecting me.
I'll fucking violate you, stupid.
All right, go ahead. Thank you.
Fuck out of here.
This is the translation. You wanna take the train?
Violate you. What does that mean?
I will start violating this car.
Do you want to take the train?
She's going to violate the car. Juice all over the car. What?
I'll violate.
Whatever.
You're going to take me or you're going to call.
I'll vomit. She's just saying vomit. Wow. That's a thick-ass accent.
Call my man. Tell him that you're
I'll
not
take you there if you...
Call my man.
Call her man and say, dude, I am sorry.
What?
Call my man and tell him you're not taking me.
You're not breaking my car.
Call him. My phone died. You're not taking me to
that's not my fault.
Yo, I will start bugging out. I will start bugging out. Throw this shit over the car.
Do you
so
want me to
my
take
man.
You to a...
She's going
to
start bugging out.
Address,
call my man. You have his number because it's his credit card. And tell him. Tell him.
I was taking you to a destination since you until you start talking shit. I was taking you to a destination.
Why are you recording me?
I'll record you. I'll record you. I will record you.
You just hit me.
You
in my face.
Me. You just
I
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me
whatever,
face.
Whatever. You just hit me.
I called
he clearly did not hit her in the face. It's recorded.
Cops and get you locked up.
I didn't hit you. I hit here. Call the cops.
Alright, so don't hit
call
my
the
car.
Cops.
Don't hit my car.
Call the cops. Do not let me out. Call the cops or take me to my man. Which one?
Alright, I'll take you to a destination if you be quiet.
Hi, God.
Do not disrespect me.
I promise you got something for you when you get there, though.
Okay, so I'm not even going no more.
So, see, why you couldn't
I just swear
take
to God, I'm not taking you.
Okay, so call the cops.
You call the cops. I'm not moving.
Take me.
I am not moving. I am not moving.
Okay, so call the cops.
I'm not moving.
Okay, I don't care. So call my boyfriend, tell him to send me another Uber.
No, nope. You call.
There's five more minutes of this, if you can imagine that. Five more minutes on World Star Hip Hop. How about this shit? Subway doors trap women by the neck, and observers' reactions may surprise you. It's from HuffingtonPost.com.
Look at this woman, her head stuck between the doors of a train, and no one walking by seems to notice or care. It may look like a hoax, but it's not.
Oh my God, that is ridiculous.
Would you have stopped?
Yes, I would have said, conductor, look, her head's caught in the door. Like, what do you, like, open the door.
I think that's very tragic. Like, how could someone just pass by that? Not say nothing.
MTA workers say it happened Tuesday afternoon. The woman was exiting the number 4 train at its last stop in the Woodlawn section of the Bronx when the door shut, trapping her. The video captured by an unknown rider has gone viral. Some riders admit they might not get involved because
the video captured by an unknown rider. The unknown rider didn't help her either. He's like, fuck this, I'm getting out of my phone.
Fear for their own safety.
People do crazy things all the time, so you don't know if it's somebody just being crazy. You don't know what's going on.
It's like a prank? Like an old woman got stuck in the door for a prank? And you pull her out, she's like, you've been pranked, bitches! GrannyPranks.com!
I think people are just in their own world in a rush trying to get where they need to go.
They see this every day.
You've been granny pranked, bitch!
They see horrible stuff. You could go online right now.
Every day? What, how many people are getting stuck in doors?
And watch horrible stuff happening all over the world. And sorry, I think that's desensitizing people.
Psychologist Catherine Smerling says that analysis is spot on.
We are living in a desensitized culture. We are becoming numb to front page news.
The analysis from Dude in the Subway was spot on.
News, which shows horrific acts of violence. And those things are making it so that we do not notice when other people are in pain.
The transit authority says the MTA worker seen in the video casually walking by the woman was a train operator on her way to the conductor.
A train operator walked right by her.
Cab to open the doors.
Oh, shit.
You can see her hustling too. Yeah, she's going so.
Oh, she was going to open the doors. I'm sure she was. She didn't even look at the bitch.
Fast, I mean, my goodness.
She ain't like, oh, hold on, I'm coming to the rescue.
It's like, she could be something.
She's like, I'm going on my lunch break.
Not breathing right there.
The woman who is trapped between the doors hasn't been identified. The transit authority says she refused medical attention and left the station in the Woodlawn section of the Bronx.
I shouldn't laugh, but come on, goddamn. That's fucked up. Anyway, that's all I got. Thanks, everybody. We're going to get out of here a little bit early. Everybody listen live, everybody listen on podcast. Thank you. New Stoner Jesus, updated stonerjesus.net. Coming at you. Don't forget Facebook, Stoner Jesus on Facebook, live shows. Those are doing great. Go check them out. You all are just the fucking shit. Got another round of commercials coming up, and they're going to get out of here. So check those out. Please visit our sponsors on stonerjesus.net and cannabisradio.com. They keep the show going. It's just it's the best. It's the best, son. Yeah, that's right. I'm allowed to say that. It's the best. Hell yeah. Peace, bitches.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods. Everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on and on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
From dabs to chivas, sativas to indicas, we roll out a whole concentrate of fresh new content every week. It's like going from the greenhouse to the dispensary. CannabisRadio.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Voober vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Voober vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Voober way.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Answer.